Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 says, "Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us." 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Well, happy Sunday to you this January the 22nd, 2017. It's Joey Kroll with you. Welcome to Sunday Worship. So good to see you. Go ahead, take your coat off, kick off the shoes, take your hat off. Let's fellowship. Let's have a seat here at the table of fellowship. I'm so glad to spend some time with you today. If you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday Worship is, it's all about Jesus. It really is. We focus on Him. We focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. It's a program to prepare our hearts and minds on Him. So sit back, relax, and be blessed here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Come on, let's open our hearts and sing this love song to the Lord. I adore you, Lord.
I adore you.
That's right, we've come to lift up His name. Yeah, that's right, the name that is above every name. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today, Joey Kroll. Spending some time with you. Yeah, we are 22 days into the brand new year. How is your New Year's resolution working out for you? Yeah, I know many of us are trying to, just be a little bit healthier. I think that's probably the number one resolution. And everywhere we go these days, by the way, human health is a hot topic. I mean, organically grown food, nutritional supplements, exercise, alternative therapies. You need to be strong just to keep up, you know, I'll tell you. But that's okay. We need to learn to be good stewards of our bodies. Amen. I know it's not a popular subject, but we do. But did you know that we also need to be heart healthy as well? And by that, I mean spiritually and emotionally strong. I heard Dr. David Jeremiah mention the other day, experts are learning that human health is a rope of three strands, body, soul, and spirit. And Fred, the Bible gives us directions on how to keep all three strands vibrant and strong. So eat right and exercise, but make sure you don't neglect your soul. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
By the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send?
Fred, I appreciate your fellowship today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday worship today. And, you know, I've shared this story a few times before. I just love it. Famous theologian Karl Barth once lectured at a Ivy League university. And after his lecture to a standing room only crowd, a student asked the theologian what was the most profound thought that he ever had. And he thought for a second, and then he said, "Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so." Friend, that is a simple answer and a profound answer at the same time. I mean, nothing could be deeper than the fact that God loves us so much that he gave his only son, Jesus, so that you and I, we might have eternal life. And he gave us a written record of that fact so all the world might know of his love.
Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son and make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffer. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me to life. I know that it is finished.
So let all creation test it.
Well, thank you so much for listening today to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. How's the weekend coming along for you? Yeah, my wife and I, we're getting ready for our getaway in March. We're kind of planning some stuff and going up to Chicago. I'm going to go down to Southern Illinois as well. Trying to get out of the hustle and bustle of things. That's always nice to do, Amen. Hey, if you have some time today, just connect with us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Would love to connect with you there. And Dietrich Bonhoeffer said one time, your life as a Christian should make non-believers question their disbelief in God.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth.
Crucified, lay behind the stone, you live.
Yeah, talk about a favorite right there. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. Hey, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's Joey, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Well, don't forget, tomorrow, Mr. Mark Burns will help you get through that Monday. There's just something different about a Monday, I have to say. For the Monday edition of Mark and Fred, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. That's 8:32 a.m. Eastern Time. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.